AircheckDownloads.com.
The sound of where we live. The Late Show
with Mike Vitti.
I'm not quite sure where the time goes these days. It doesn't seem 24 hours since we were here doing this last, does it, eh? Welcome to The Late Show. I'm Mike Vitti here until 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. And what an exciting week we're in the middle of at the moment, because all this week I've been joined by a couple of guests. Russell Tompkins Jr., a man for me, his falsetto style of singing defined a decade because he's the voice of the Stylistics. And Matthew Jones, composer, arranger, choir master, and the man responsible for bringing Russell to the UK at the end of this week to host a masterclass at his choir camp in Herefordshire at the lovely Dunfield Hall, which is close to the border of Wales. In the past, at the choir camp, by the way, they've had Sheila Ferguson, Kiki D, Peter Straker. They've all been guests, as you'll hear, and Russell and Matthew, I love this about these two, the confidence in the pair of them is unbelievable, that they reckon they can teach absolutely anybody to sing. I mean, it's really quite incredible. Also last night, we were hopping back to the 70s, if you recall, to bring a couple of items back. And we had some really interesting suggestions as well. You know, if we were on just a time hop very quickly to go back there and just say, you know, I'm going to grab these two things and bring them back me, what would they be? So tonight, I thought we'd talk about time capsules and whether you've actually buried one. Where did you put it? Are you planning on burying one? Who would you do it with? What are you going to put in there? Is it going to be the children that do it? Were you a child when you did one yourself? Where did you put it in the first place? Have you dug one up? So I want to know the answers to all of these questions. I know for a fact that if I was doing it, because music's so important to me, I'd have to put an album in there, and it would most probably be Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, I think, because it's just one of those things that I think people moving forwards in the future really need to listen to that record. And even though it's almost 50 years old now, you know, it's just one of those pieces of music that I think that we should share with the world. So that's definitely what I'd put in there. So what would you put in your time capsule? Phone numbers, text numbers, and all of that kind of thing on the way very, very soon. Philip's with me as well tonight, taking care of things and making sure that I push all the right buttons in all the right order. So I'll give you Philip's number in just a few minutes' time as well. But first, I think we'll play some George Ezra. So that's George Ezra, and as I said a little bit earlier on, I'd like you to get in touch with me tonight, and we'll talk about time capsules and some of the things that you'd like to put in one, or if you've buried one already. I'd really like to know what it is that you've put in it. I'm also going to ask Philip as well what he would put in a time capsule too, because I'm just intrigued as to what people think are really, really important items that they think somebody in the future might like to know about. So have you buried a time capsule? If so, where did you put it? And if so, what did you put in it? And if so, who did you bury it with? Any ideas at all what you might put in there? Are you planning on burying one? Did you do it when you were a kid, for instance? I mean, it was all the rage, wasn't it, time capsule things in school? They even had one in the Blue Peter Garden, didn't they, as well? Do you remember? I seem to remember them digging it up a while ago, because I watched it on the TV, because I watched them put it in there back in the day, and then I watched them dig this thing up. So, if you had the opportunity to put something in a time capsule, what would it be? Just let me know. You can text us, get in touch with the programme. Here's how to do it, 81333. It'll cost you one message at your standard rate. Put Baxter at the front of your message, or WhatsApp me as well, 08000 321 333. Again, put Baxter at the front of your message. I'm also keen to know what you might be doing this weekend, because the weather's going to be rather nice as well. So if you want to share your weekend stories with me, if you're having a barbecue, for instance, and you want to invite us, then let us know. It'd be good to hear from you. And also, you can call us too. Philip's waiting for your calls right now on this number.
0800 121 7575.
It's a free phone number. It won't cost you anything to give us a bell. So why don't you do that as well and tell us what it is that you might put in your time capsule. Just let me know. Text, WhatsApp, or indeed give us a call.
AircheckDownloads.com.